Shalom, chaverim yekarim, ba'aretz
ve'ba'olam. Hello, dear friends, and thanks for joining us. Today we're going to study about the Tagim Nekudot Ta'amim Notiot, and of course, we'd like for it all to help us connect, and before that, let's go to Rav. First of all, we needn't forget that we're studying, we're learning about upper spiritual states. And once I learn about what goes on in spirituality, and that this is where my roots actually are, if I want to imagine myself in spirituality, I want to feel how it happens inside of me, and that I'm a part of it. To that measure, I draw lights upon myself from those states that I learn about. Meaning, if right now I'm learning about a state in which my soul was in a certain state, partially filled with light, and it went through different actions, and I'm here in this world. This is me right now. Then, from that state, I draw upon my current state, from that state, upon my current state, the surrounding light, O Makif, and it works on me. Because really in spirituality, there are no states, there are no places. In the measure to which I yearn to connect to a certain state, to that measure I get a certain illumination from there, according to the measure of my yearning. So right now, as we're studying, we have to make an effort to connect to those states that we're learning about. And it doesn't matter how clear these states are to us. That's the last thing. One way or another, you'll see that it's something that doesn't stay in your head and that really what he writes about is unclear. These books were not written in order for us to understand. We won't be able to understand that which is not happening to us, with us, but it's only in order to draw the surrounding light. Meaning to yearn, to envision the state that we're experiencing with the desire, the Rishimo, they go up and down, and it's all me, it's my desire, I'm in that, the Kli is me, the Partsuf is me. And let's get into things. So we're reading Tess, Volume 1, Chapter 4, Part 4, Chapter
3,
that says the following, explains four kinds of light, tastes, dots, tags, and letters. Those are one, the first expansion from the pe to the tabu, namely tastes, teamim. Two, the levels that emerge during the departure are called dots, nekudot. Three, the records are called tags, tagim. Four, the light that's born by the striking of the records and the descending reflected light on one another is letters, otiot. Words of the Ari, item 1. When Yesod arises, it leaves a record in its place to illuminate to Malchut. We shall start to explain them from Yesod, which is the last one to leave a record. It is said that during its ascent from Yesod to the place of Hod and upward, it leaves a record for Malchut in the place where Yesod was. That record never leaves there, even when Malchut returns and rises to the emanator. All the other Sfirot do the same, excluding Malchut. And so, after the words of the Ari, let's see a clip. So what are these records? These records are, they record the previous state as I passed through these states from above down. They were recorded, all the states, and now from below up, I have to realize them. Some of these Rishimot, I realize them. By the upper, namely, unconsciously. That's the corporeal historical development. Let's call it history. And from the barrier and on, I have to develop myself consciously. But one way or another, I'm realizing the records. Namely, those states that I was in, the states that I have to go back to, but now by the precision of my desire, awareness, exertion to reach them, etc. And that's why we need the records. And here we're talking about this entire part, the fourth part. Fourth part in test talks only about the Rishimot, and you'll understand why it's so important, because this is what we have left if we erase the Rishimot, the records, from our heart, from our mind. Person can't develop. The records are something necessary in order for a person to be able to develop. And here, what we learn about is how the records remain in the descent from above down, so we realize them from below up. Okay, item one, inner light. Item one. It has already been explained that Malchut of Akudim is called Tabu, and her emanator, which is Malchut of the Rosh, is called Peh. When the screen in Malchut of the Guf was refined from all the coarseness, included in it, and remained refined in complete equivalence with Malchut of Rosh, which is his emanator, it is considered that Malchut returned upward to the emanator. It is so because when they're both even in their measure of refinement, they are in adhesion and incorporated in one another like a single phase. It is known that disparity of form is the measure of the difference and separation in the spiritual, and equivalence of form is the adhesion and the unification in the spirituals. Thus, when Malchut of the Guf and Malchut of the Rosh are equal in their measure of refinement, they are regarded as being in adhesion with one another and incorporated into a single phase. It is said that record never leaves there. It is said that record never leaves there, even when Malchut returns and rises to the emanator. By this, he tells us that even when the screen has been refined of all its coarseness, until it remains equal to the refinement of the emanator, the screen is still incorporated with the records in the 10 Sefirot of the Guf. Only phase 4 is excluded. At the last phase, as the last phase does not leave a record, because these records are of direct light, and the last phase does not receive direct light inside her. And there is only reflected light in her. And let's see what Rav says about this. On the way, five pertsuvs come out of it, which are called Dalet of Itlapshut and Dalet of Oviyut, inside of which there is the Keter Chochma, Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut. They refined. And so, there the Pertsufim from the Malchut, Zer Anpin, Bina, Chochma, Keter, the way they come out. And on all that, there are records, meaning a Pertsuf that refines, leaves an entire package of records. And this what he's talking about until he reaches the state of Keter. What doesn't leave records? Malchut. Only the Malchut doesn't. Why? This first action of the purification from the Tabo upwards, because here there was a Bitush, Pnim, and Makif, and it was decided that I leave this state and never come back to it. The degrees through which the Masach ascends from Tabu to the Peh, according to our signs, we also call them Dalet, Gimel, Bet, Aleph, Shoresh. As it's written here, Dalet, Gimel, Bet, Aleph, Shoresh. So, Dalet of Itlapshut and Dalet of Oviyut, I can call it Shoresh, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, which are the degrees of Oviyut, coarseness.
Dalet, Dalet.
In the Dalet of Dalet.
Yeah.
That's how we call it. So, what is he saying? That these are the Rishimot of Or Yashar, the last phase doesn't receive them, and in it there's only Or Chozer, meaning what do we have left here in the last phase of the Kli? Only reflected light, which is the Rishimun, from the intention that was back then, but not the light itself, because we have conceded the light itself. Okay, so these are the Rishimot, we heard the explanation, and we'll hear further explanations too, even if something's unclear. Let's not forget, what are we studying for? So let's continue with the words, know that these records that remained incorporated in Malchut, even when she is incorporated in the emanator, they are the nucleus for the birth of a second Pertsuf. It is so because all the lights and the vessels are extended to the second Pertsuf from these records as written above. It is so because the screen of Malchut of the Rosh is never refined, and the coupling by striking in phase 4, is regarded as a never-ending coupling. Thus, when Malchut of the Guf rises there and is incorporated in the screen of Rosh, she is also incorporated in the coupling of the Rosh. This, in turn, causes the awakening of the coarseness included in the records in her, as she receives from the coarseness from below upward that is incorporated there in the screen of the Rosh. However, as soon as the records in her return to their coarseness, it is inverted in them into coarseness from above downward, because they come from the ten sefirot of the guf that were already there as clothing from above downward. By this, the phase of the guf in the screen that ascended reappeared there, which is the coarseness from above downward, being guf and not rosh. This manifestation is regarded as descent and separation from malchut of the rosh, because it returned to its previous state, to malchut of the phase of the guf, but not to phase 4 called Tabur, but only to phase 3 called Chazeh. There, a coupling by striking was done again, eliciting 10 sefirot on the level of Chokhmah in Rosh Toch Sof, called Parzuf Ab, and this matter has already been explained and studied there. Moving on to item 2. The record is a residue from the first light of Akudim that is extended from above downward through the straightness, which is mercy. Item 2. This record is from the first light, which descended through straightness. A light that comes in straightness is mercy, and a light that comes on the way back up is reflected light, and it is judgment. The record is through straightness, which is why it is mercy. Moving on to item 2, inner light. From the first expansion, which expands from Pe to Tabu of Ak, it consists of direct light and reflected light. Clothed in one another. Direct light is called refined light, and reflected light is called coarse light. The residue that remains from the refined light after its departure is called a record. It is mercy, because it is the remains of the direct light that is extended from above downward into the phase of the clothing in the Paltzuf. The reflected light that has been emptied of direct light after its departure is regarded as the vessels inside which the records that remained of the direct light clothed, as Dari says above. And let's go to what Rav said about the records that include the qualities of the Creator and the created being together. A record is something complete already. It's something that includes the qualities of the Creator and the created being together. There's from the direct light, reflected light. The connection between them is determined by the desire and the screen. Otherwise, how could there be direct light and reflected light together, one clothed in the other, because what is reflected light? It is the response of the kli, the desire to receive with the screen, to the Creator's influence, meaning here, in the record, are included all the forces, phenomena, and of everything and everyone. Meaning all the accumulation and connection between the Creator and created being, where nothing is lacking. But why is it called record? Because it's raw. It's information that, according to what you have here, the only thing missing is your desire, a drive of your own in order for it to happen. But all the data is there.
Yeah.
To continue, item 3, inner light.
Item 3,
inner light.
The first מסיבת זיווג דהקאה הנעשה על המסך תוך דרגות זיכוחו. שאז הקומות מתמעטות.
So then, the degrees diminish one by one until the light completely disappears and returns to its root, to the Malchut of Rosh, and these degrees are called Or Chozer, Din, since they appear during the departure. So that's the inner light, item 3, moving on to item 3, words of the Ari. The first expansion of Akudim illuminated to the receivers from above downward. And the levels that emerged with their departure illuminated from below upward. Item 3. It is known that when the Sefirot of Akudim came, their faces were downward because the purpose of their coming was to shine downward. Therefore, their faces were through the receivers. However, when they returned upward, they turned their faces upward toward the emanator and their backs downward. This was item 3, and now we have item 4, inner light, relating to Pneim Lamata, faces downward. There's no movement whatsoever here, no posterior and no interior, as has been explained in previous parts. Any change of form is called spiritual movement. Know that bestowal of light or extension in the vessels is called face or interior, and it is known that any giver gives in the coarser things. Thus, the coarser the screen, the higher the level of ten sefirot that is imparted there. Therefore, the lights of mercy are regarded here as being imparted as clothing in the potsuf, with their face downward. For the word face means bestowal. Downward means greater coarseness. Their faces were downward means that the bestowal is captured in the greater coarseness in the degree. And moving on to our next clip, to our last clip. What does it mean to regain consciousness? We're in the world of endlessness and self, and nothing changes. Besides, our awareness in order to build in us the foundations for building the awareness, we as if went into concealment in relation to the state that we're in. The state itself doesn't change. Only our perception does, our recognition. I'm like someone ill on bed, unconscious, gradually being brought to consciousness. So does something change about that person? No. If he was conscious or unconscious and goes back, the world remains the same world. Reality, same reality. Upper light fills the kli. But in order to make the kli sensitive to the fulfillment, having a special relation to the fulfillment so that the vessel will feel itself on the level of the Creator, the kli, the vessel, needs to go through different states to make the kli sensitive, to make it want, agree, etc. Otherwise, this vessel will not become like the Creator. To become like the Creator means to feel perfection, eternity, endlessness. These are things that you can feel only out of your lack, opposite things. So we need to go through them. Consciousness and being unconscious. But the state itself, it doesn't change. What we see here, the way he explains it, Bala Sulam, he explains, what does the Kli go through before us, before we feel ourselves, in order to leave different preparations for our work in the Kli, first to regain consciousness. We were disconnected from our consciousness by concealment, and now we ourselves need to want to regain consciousness. Right, so we were disconnected from our consciousness, now we want to regain it ourselves, we have an opportunity to do it. Dear friends, you are invited to the World Kabbalah Lam Congress. We're rising above reason. This will take place on Saturday and Sunday, the 18th and 19th of May. For further information, convention.kli.one. So thank you very much, everyone, for being together.